Menachos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis, 4:2. This Mishnah has two separate points. The first point has to do with the korbanos that are brought on Shavuos. Okay? Now this, for some reason, I think is like a little lost on people. There are two separate special offerings brought on Shavuos. One is the Musaf of Shavuos, and that Musaf that's brought on Shavuos, those offerings are the same as the Musaf brought on Pesach and on Rosh Chodesh. It consists of 11 animals. 10 of them are olos, one of them is a chatas. It's two bulls, those are parim, one ram, that's an isle. There are seven lambs, those are the kvasim. They're all brought as olos. And then you have one goat, the seir, which is a chatas. Okay? So that's the musaf of Shavuos. In addition, like essentially unrelated to that, there's a special shtei alechem, the two loaves of bread we've been talking about many times, the Masechet already, those wheat loaves that are chametz thick, that are brought on Shavuos, and they're accompanied by a series of korbanos. In addition to the kivsei atzeres, the two lambs that are brought as shalmei tzibur, as shlamim, the special, you know, notable because they're shlamim, but they're kachay kachim as communal offerings. In addition to those two kvasim, there's also 11 animals brought, which are very similar to the 11 animals brought on Musaf. Just instead of having two bulls, which you do on the Musaf, you have one bull, that's an Ola. Instead of having one ram, you have two rams, so that's an Ola. And then you simply have seven kvasim, seven lambs as Olos also. So essentially, and then you have one goat as a chatas. So that means, essentially, you have a total of 11 on the Musaf. You have a total of 11 plus 2, those kiftet seret on Shavuos. For a total, if you count like that, of 24 different animals, all right? It's going to be essentially three bulls, because two bulls in the Musaf and one bull in the special one. Three Elim, three rams. One is the Musaf and two is the special one. 14 Kvasim as Olos, seven and seven. Two Seirim goats as Chatos, one is the Musaf, one is the special. And an additional two more Kvasim, two more lambs, which are the Kivtzei Aseret special for Shavuos. Now, the point of our Mishnah here is going to say that even if you don't, those two sets of special offerings are not interdependent. So, if you don't have, I don't know what, a bull to bring for the Musaf, you could still bring the bull for the special Shavuos offering. Or if you only have, you know, I don't know, five of the seven lambs to bring as Olos for the Musaf, you bring those, even though you don't have all seven. As a small side technical point, lahalacha, the two rams and the seven lambs that are brought as special offerings, they depend on themselves as a set. So if you only have five of the seven lambs available for the special offering there on Shavuos, you wouldn't bring them. Okay, that's just a slight technical point. But the point of our mission here, first of all, is that the bulls, rams, and lambs of the two sets of offerings, the Musaf and the special one around the Shtei Lechem, they're not interdependent. If you have some, bring what you got. That's what the first part of the mission says here. It says, Haparam va'elam va'kvasim, those bulls and the rams and the lambs, enam akvin ze'etze. On Shavuos, if you have some of the other ones, that bring what you have, not and don't bring the rest, subject to what I described a moment ago. Okay, in the next mission, we're going to talk about the relationship of the korbanos to the loaves of bread. So that's pause. We'll do that in a moment, the next Mishnah. But now there's a second part of the Mishnah here, which is really about Musafin in general, okay? Nothing to do with the Shavuos per se, okay? And the idea is that when you bring these musafin, they're olos, right? Typically, you're going to have with an ola the nesachim, the accompanying meal offering, and there's also a wine offering, right? Like nesachim for olos. And you recall that if for it's a bull, it's basically a bigger recipe, and if it's a ram, it's a medium recipe, and if it's a lamb or in its first year, lamb or a goat, it's a smaller recipe. The point is, what happens if the Beis Medrash has limited funds and it, let's say, for example, has two bulls to bring? Is it better to bring two bulls and no nesachim, or better to bring one bull with its nesachim? That's the basic question here, okay? And the Mishnah here says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, im hayu lahem parim rubim, if it has sufficient funds or access to multiple bulls, so then, velo hayu lahem nesachim, but not money to purchase nesachim, okay, yaviu par echad unesachav, velo Yikrivu kulan below nesachin. So then don't bring two bulls and no nesachim, says Rav Shimon. Rather, bring bulls and use the money to buy nesachim, so that you'll have, it's not proper, says he, to bring musafin, whatever, without their accompanying nesachim. Okay, that's his Shita, Zalans Prisha 4, that's the end of the Mishnah. As it happens, there's a machlokas tanaim here, although not mentioned in our Mishnah. It certainly exists. And the other Shita says, no, if you have money for two bulls but not Nesach, and bring the two bulls. Why? Because you can bring, we're talking about, say, Shavuos, so those two bulls had to be brought on Shavuos. Those are the Shavuos Musafin, and you have to bring the two bulls now. No delaying, because you can't bring them tomorrow. As for the Nesachim, as we discussed earlier on in the Masechta, the Nesachim can be brought, you know, after, independently on a separate day from the carbon that it's coming with. And therefore, if you only have money for, you have to choose in buying the second bull or buying the Nesachim, but the first bull, bring the two bulls now, because you won't get a chance to bring it later. You're not allowed to bring it tomorrow. And then you'll get the money later, and you can bring the Nesachim later on. And that will be the halacha.